Since 1980, no candidate has won the Republican nomination for president without winning the South Carolina primary. And joining me now is someone who will be at the debate tonight in Myrtle Beach. He's the chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Caton Dawson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on today.
Well, you know, everyone's wondering now about the fortunes of John McCain after his win in New Hampshire 8 years ago, though your state was effectively his Waterloo. He lost badly to George W. Bush and in the process angered a lot of Republicans, a lot of social conservatives. And have they forgiven him?
Well, this is a different time. I mean, 8 years is a long time in between elections, and the race is still wide open. Here in South Carolina, about 40% of the electorate's undecided. Anything could happen.
What do you make of Mitt Romney's decision to pull advertising from your state? What does that say to you about his priorities?
It tells me that Governor Romney, he's been here. They know him, a good governor, but it tells me that he's going to try to win a state. And I think Michigan would be a natural place for him to be and go focus. And I think we'll just have to see what happens in Michigan.
Let's go back to John McCain, if you will. John McCain angered a lot of social conservatives 8 years ago, and he is moderate on immigration, for one thing. What does he need to do tonight to convince social conservatives that they should back him?
I think everyone here understands the immigration debate now in South Carolina. What I think the voters are looking for is a solution to the immigration problem that is palpable to the conservative base of the Republican Party.
Well, what do you mean about palpable? What do you mean by that in terms of immigration?
Well, I think that I've heard the candidates and listened to the applause when they've talked about upholding the laws that we currently have on the books and just enacting the things that we think that should be done before systemically we make other drastic changes and enact amnesty for the aliens that are here. So I think they understand it's a tremendous problem. I think it's looking for a solution that can make the majority of Republican voters happy.
Well, isn't your state in a bit of a conundrum on that issue? Because tourism is the state's number one industry. The debate is being held in Myrtle Beach, a big tourist destination. And a lot of immigrants work in Myrtle Beach, in the hotels and in the restaurants. And doesn't your state really need them and need to acknowledge that fact?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're in Myrtle Beach, a place that has 15 million tourists a year. But what we want is legal citizens and a legal path here in South Carolina, and I think the one that comes up with the solution is one that I think is going to be afforded a lot of votes in South Carolina and a lot of votes in the Republican primary.
So it won't be someone who says, let's just shut down the borders and chuck them all out.
Well, I know that's nice political rhetoric, that is, but Republican primary voters in South Carolina, I would say, are very sophisticated to presidential politics and the difference between rhetoric and reality. And I think that's an issue that they'll address in the debate tonight. As it gets closer and this process is going to really escalate to February the 5th, the one who gets that answer right will be much like the Jeopardy program. That's going to be the one that gets to go on the Final Jeopardy.
Okay. Final Jeopardy in South Carolina being a week from Saturday. Caton Dawson, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, thanks for joining us.
Madeline, thank you so much for having us.
What is NPR's Day to Day continues.